The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Smoosh it.
Did you get the one you want?
That'll do.
That'll do, pig. That'll do.
Well, I'm gone.
Ha-cha-cha. Brother Cobb, what did it do in the shoe?
If you can't beat them, eat them. Jeffrey Dahmer.
And that'll do it for us here. Welcome you to Porch Talk. This is your host, Alan, and I got Brother Cobb here with me. Once was a commonality, and now a rarity. But he's back.
Makes me more special.
Oh, here we go. Oh, no. All right, so, man, just to start off here is we got beef to go through. And let me tell you, this is like with my crush, and I have watched her critique Mortal Kombat, and she critiques it from the same angle that you do. And so my 10 out of 10 Lance Arm rating is completely off base, and so we got to break that down.
All right. Well,
so everything that I loved about the film was total shit, pretty much.
Someone else said this?
Lauren Chen.
Oh, for real?
Oh, you know, that's my crush.
My middle brother told me it was like 50-50 with people. Like, love it or hate it.
I'm a love it kind of guy.
Yeah. This is like a Will Ferrell movie back in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, man. It's my third time trying to watch it. I made it 27 minutes. I'm like, this could have came out in 1994. I wouldn't have known the difference. I tried again. Got an hour, a minute in. I tried again this morning. Resumed from the hour and a minute. And before I came over here, I got to the Cabal. I'm liking the way Cabal's looking. You know Cabal, the dude with the mask, red eyes? Got the crazy looking...
Kano?
No, Cabal's the dude with a full mask, crazy looking mask all over his head. He's got this crazy sword blades in his back. They shape weird and stuff. They're not really swords. They don't, what you would call them. They got some sticking power though. You don't know what I'm talking about? He had a crazy, in the game he would turn, rip the mask off sometime as a move and like scream at you. It was like a sonic scream. It would like push you back. It like bends like the air.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah. I'm with that. Yeah.
I thought he looked pretty cool. I don't know. He's got some. I don't like the graphics and stuff. Like, so when he does that little spinny thing. And
so, like, all the critique I've heard was like pretty much everything that I said that was good about it was like they hated the protagonist. They hated the idea of introducing someone new as being the main protagonist. They didn't like the way it was done. They didn't like the idea that everything was so corny and cheesy.
Yeah.
They did not like anything other than Kano. Like, Kano was the savior. They said that Kano was the closest thing to acting in the whole movie.
Well, he was your, like, Drax of it.
Yeah.
I mean, you wouldn't think Batista would be the funny guy in Guardians of the Galaxy. I wouldn't think Kano would be the funny guy in Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
Was he even a funny guy?
But like, yeah, like, that's the thing about it is, like, it's, when you say the hit or miss,
yeah,
is, man, Mortal Kombat came out in 1991, and, like, I've been, like.
For real?
Yeah. And I've been with, like, the gaming, right?
Yeah, I was obsessed with that game.
Yeah. And so, like, me too, all throughout Sega. My life. Yeah. Absolutely, all throughout, even like arcade, and like even the old Mortal Kombat films, I would put a very high rating on, even though I know they don't deserve it.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? But it's kind of like
there was so much hype back then; it was kind of hard to.
Yeah,
it was pretty good. Annihilation, I don't remember nothing about.
Yeah,
the second one.
Yeah, so I'm totally cool with, like, you know, people not liking it or not getting it. And, like, from all the projections I've heard about the sequel to this one, is, like, more and more fans are dissatisfied because they're going to introduce people like Noob Saibot.
Oh, that was my homie. That was one of my favorite characters.
See? And that's what I'm saying is, like...
It's just going to be a shadow.
Just let it go. Just let it happen.
Noob,
accept it.
Yeah.
I like that universe. I think that's great for Warner Brothers. I think that's a good combatant.
I want against some Cyrex Disney. And Thyrax or whatever. The robots?
That'll probably come.
Yeah, man, bring them all. My favorite game of all the series was Mortal Kombat Trilogy on N64. It's where you had like 20 characters to choose from. Uh-oh.
No, keep
we
going.
Good?
Yeah, we're fine.
That was my favorite one. That's probably hard to find now. But 1991, were you like -3?
1991, I was 1.
Yeah. Well, I remember the game when it came out. Because I remember it was so much controversy before I got it. It was ripping heads off in 91 in a video game.
That's right.
So I had to have it. And my parents were young. And it was like, okay, Christmas. Then the second one I saved my money up for was a little kid taking the trash out and cutting grass. And I was kind of disappointed, but like, no, it's good.
So, when the first Mortal Kombat movies came out, like, you watched them?
Yeah.
Did you like it as a teenager?
It was all right.
I mean, like, think about this. I think this is just kind of like, and I'm not just trying to defend myself for giving it such a high rating, but then again, I am.
Yeah.
Is.
I just wouldn't say 10 out of 10. I'm like, it was just a masterpiece?
I thought it was dope.
I was saying,
I thought it was way better than the first two.
Make 10 out of 10 too easy. I only know Peanut Butter Falcon's like my favorite movie of the last decade. I only think I'd give it a 10 out of 10.
Okay. Well, that's fair.
I mean, that's like perfect.
Yeah.
I wouldn't give Dark Knight a 10 out of 10. And I think that's the best superhero movie ever.
All right. So you're kind of talking some sense into it. Okay. I would probably back it down to maybe an 8.
Yeah. I mean, 9 at least.
Yeah. Okay.
Man,
so
what is a 10? Django's like a 10 out of 10 maybe to me.
Yeah, that's a Quentin.
Because it lasts like 3 hours, and then like it ended. I was satisfied.
And you could watch 3 more hours.
He's got
of
his
it.
Dance. I mean, he's got his horse out there high stepping for Broomhilda.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. A 10 out of 10 is a bit much. Back it down. So got carried away with the rankings, and I agree. We're gonna step
feeling
down to
that hype. That was the next day.
Yeah, that was that hype. You know. Because, like, I enjoyed it so much, I turned around and watched it again. I was like, this movie, you know, it's that same kind of thing with, like, Peanut Butter Falcon. It was, like, totally addicted to it.
Yeah. I bought that movie for, like, 5 people.
One of them being me.
Yeah. You need to own this in your life.
Come on.
Well, man, we got a lot of things going on right now. Everything seems to be having some kind of normalcy. We got some 1994 Joe Biden crime bills coming back up. We got some menthol cigarettes being banned. They also want to ban flavored cigars. What are those used for? And like the conversations that I have with people about that, they all seem to land on the same thing: racist.
Yeah, I'm just seeing, like, sitting back, are you gonna ban those flavored dips there, sir? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's just that, right? Because, like, there's a wintergreen. Like, it just seems kind of peculiar to me.
What is the reason?
Flavored cigars, menthol cigarettes. There's menthol tobacco. But why are you specifically going after this?
Why don't we go after sugar and butter?
Yeah, why don't we go after...
I said that kills more people than tobacco.
Yeah, diabetes is the absolute worst.
You ever watch that movie, Thank You for Smoking? Where it's like a spokesman for like Marlboro or something, and he does that stuff.
Let me ask you this, man, I'm out in the public a lot, and I know you go to gas stations, and I know you like talking to people.
Yeah.
I'm getting off work, and I might have a smoke with a fellow coworker.
Mm-hmm.
And let's just say they're black, because they are. And I just bring this up, and they don't know anything about it, right?
Yeah. Well, I got.
And we're talking about it, and like we're smoking a menthol because I bummed a menthol.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, Joey B is banning these things. And they was like, what things? And I was like, the very thing that we just lit up and took a hit of. What do you think about that? They don't even know.
I'll just go to Kohl's. No.
No, you won't go to Kohl's. It's menthol plural. It's all menthol. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're going to have to smoke Marlboro Lights or Reds.
And then we go into like further discussing everything. And it's like, not only are they talking about banning menthol cigarettes, they want to ban flavored cigars. Now, culturally here in America, what are those things used for? Be honest with me.
That's for rolling blunts, son. Split it down, take the back out.
Now, that ain't specifically black culture, but it kind of is.
Young Jeremy once.
Young Alan once.
Let me get a grape, Philly.
Let me get that grape Swiss.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we all know what that is about. There isn't... And listener, what do you think? Are we...
I don't...
The only thing that scares me is,
like, you give them an inch, you're going to take a mile?
That's the thing about it, is, like, I like smoking cowboy killers. Are you going to take my full flavored away from me? And what are you going to do? Ain't nobody thought about this, is, like, nicotine addiction is a real thing. You just going to ban it outright? Like, what are these people going to do? Have you ever met somebody that tried to quit smoking?
Yeah.
They're irritable as all get out. Like, yeah, I get, like, we want to get to a smokeless society. And we want to smoke these robo dicks. And we want to vape.
Yeah.
But my God, just to up and just out it like that?
Newport's going to be the new toilet paper of this year.
I'm telling you what, dude.
Stock up. Like,
it was weird. I'm sure it was, like, I screenshotted it and I saved it. But
Let me ask you, have you seen this meme? Because it's got to be a meme. I think it was Friday night. Dude went out to the gate. It means you're going to smoke. He comes back. I was like, what do you smoke? He said, Newport's. Like, do you know about it? He's like, I just seen it on my phone. I was like, you ever watch Chappelle's Show?
Yeah.
He said, yeah. He's the only one there out of four or five people.
Yeah.
So I could talk to him about it. I was like, you remember Reparations? Remember that one dude that had the Newport truck? Is that a meme yet? Have you seen it?
It should be.
I'm rich, bitch. You know, he bought the whole damn Newport truck. You know what's crazy?
It's like, you know the guy that capitalized, like the actual, he had long hair just like the guy from Robin Hood?
Yeah.
Like the guy who won so big, he was like the leader of stock market?
Yeah.
He sold his stock to, supposedly, and I'm sure this is just a meme, but to buy menthol cigarettes. That is his next stock. And he's just buying up cartons of cigarettes. And I was like, it's perfect. This is Babylon B-ish, but I could totally see this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's, I mean, come
menthol
on.
Menthol cigarettes is currency.
Why could it not be? Why? And I love what you said, man. We were talking last night about the show, like just differences between you and me, Big John and Andrew, like kind of economically as far as like we look at saving.
Yeah.
It's like you have Big John. He's the type that would like bury money in the backyard. Yeah. Andrew doesn't trust anything, so he doesn't really give anything to anything. You're kind of a throw money in the saving account. And then I'm like, throw it into crypto. I love how all our regulars are just like so diverse in this aspect.
Beautiful, man. We can have our own thoughts and opinions.
Yeah. The same with politics or anything else, right? It's like we always don't agree. And I think that's why it's good to bring these things to the table.
I don't like this division.
I don't either. But I don't think there's...
Like, man, screw that dude. That actor or that athlete. I'm like, man, that's American too.
What's the game of identity politics?
Yeah, it's on purpose.
It's the act of tribalism. And it's, you don't fit into my camp, so I'm going to automatically hate you. When in reality, if you actually sit down and talk to the person, you'd probably find that you got a lot more in common than you don't. But you want to base it just off of the fact that they don't agree with you politically. And if I were to guess, you probably ain't that politically founded or grounded yourself.
Yeah. How many people you think you can really discuss with?
You can't. Personally?
Yeah.
Like with...
Like on a difference of your thoughts or opinions.
Let's just say within my week with like people I work with and like just people in my daily life.
Yeah.
Two.
Yeah. That boy, he told me something like them. I didn't know India was having an outbreak again, if that's whatever. I said, what's the deal with that?
I mean, it's crazy. Like, he's gone now. Like, we had this intern. His name's Noah. Shout out, dude. What's the best for you? But the kid's like 22, 23 years old.
Yeah.
The guy could talk politics. The guy could talk stocks. The guy could talk about world issues. And this is something that is lacking, like, with someone who is 45 or 50 years old. Like, some people, if you begin to talk about things like this, they just shut down. And they just want to change the subject.
Oh, you don't have a discussion?
But, like, he's somebody that's, like, right there in the game, and he's, like, readily available, and he's like, yeah, just kind of, like, chomping at the bit, just like you or me.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, what do you think about this?
I mean, each other.
Yeah. It's like, because, like, every time we got to talking about it, it's because, like, politically, we don't agree. Right?
Yeah.
Like, he's a lot more conservative than I am, and I'm not the most conservative. And so, like, when we go to start talking these ideas out, and he's, like, he's blowing all this conservative shit up my ass, and I'm like, whoa, hold up a minute. And then I kind of feed him back a little bit, because, like, I'm more moderate. I'm kind of centrist. And, man, it's always a good conversation. And I was, man, I would love to be able to have these conversations all the time, just to be able to talk about these cultural / political issues. Because if you're just taking CNN or you're just taking your favorite celebrity's word for it, I mean, you're literally not doing a damn thing. It's a disservice to yourself and to your country.
You're being a sheep.
Because, yeah, exactly. I mean, and everybody wants to say it's like this. I don't watch the news. And then every time you run into somebody that says something like that.
You don't watch the news.
Yeah, somebody.
Well, how do you know?
No, but they do know because they all seem to know the talking point.
You know
what I mean? I don't watch the news, but I must watch Trevor Noah or Stephen Colbert or Tucker Carlson, Sean Hannity.
Man, did you see that one meme? Kind of scares me.
Yeah. So, man, that's
cringy. Be thinking about those Cuomo music videos.
Oh, come on. Aren't they great?
Yeah. Those slap.
Tell me about the Fauci ouchies.
The Fauci ouchies? I don't know. I know some people took it. They was, you know, most... I don't know, dude. We had to go in it.
Just calling it that makes me cringe a little bit.
I was the dude that shared a bottle of liquor with somebody that had it. Like, I knew he had it.
I was there.
Yeah.
I was the other guy sharing the bottle.
Yeah. So, that was my Fauci ouchie. Yeah.
Have you seen your mother, baby, standing in the shadows with a look of indecision on her face? Have you ever wondered how she looked when she was younger and decisions weren't things she had to make? Did you see your father, baby, there beside your mother, laughing with his arm around your waist? Have you ever wondered how they were when they were younger and the only thing they had to lose was faith? Is
let's move it around. Hey, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about the draft.
The drafts. I almost made another double or nothing on that stake bet. Remember?
All right. So let's track this for everybody. And so, just for everyone listening, I owe Cobb a steak. I voted that Ben Askren would beat Jake Paul. And Cobb was the brilliant one that said that no.
This YouTuber guy over here looks like he's got some skill in boxing. And his UFC guy that's like kind of been shitty in UFC has got a dad bod and some ugly form. Well, he's got a hell of a chin. Yeah, one for first round knockout.
Is it staged?
No. Well, if he earned it. He got straight. He did that same little stiff leg thing when old Jorge kneed him. Not as long, but about a good solid second of it right when he fell. His legs planked out there for a little bit.
Yeah.
He ate it.
He ate it. I hated that. Did you see the Ben Askren video to where he was like...
Jake Paul was favored. So why would they...
He was favored for Askren? Yeah. Is he favored for Mayweather?
No, I'll bet you that one. I bet I got Mayweather. Bet. He just shook on it, folks. He's got Paul.
Shut the... No.
That's a Sunday. We're getting that, ain't we?
We should.
I don't care what else is on the card.
Yeah, we'll get it. I wonder
what who would do that. I don't want to see a bunch of music videos and stuff, really.
But I mean, think about this. It's like, did you see? I think I shared it on the Porch Talk Twitter. It was like Ben Askren's like Rocky workout, building up to it. Like, heart's on fire, strong.
He's a Rocky IV montage.
Yeah, and the Russia.
On the porch.
Yeah, with the wife on the porch. And I was like, that's so dope. Yeah, man, he's just going to totally walk in there and destroy him. No. Totally walked in there and got destroyed.
Yeah.
Now, granted.
Those are like multi-millionaires, and they just ain't getting trained by the old dude, a bum on the corner. They're getting trained 7 days a week by some pretty good trainers, dude. And they're chinging it up. Ching, ching. You see the UFC pay-per-view where he came in? They all chanted, fuck Jake Paul. Fuck Jake Paul.
That's right. I saw that.
Ching, ching. Ching, ching. Ching, ching.
It's one of the most memorable chants of that evening, in my opinion.
Have you ever heard his shit talking? Like, do you watch the pressers on the build to the fight? Mm-mm. It's a... I seen on the internet, it's a Conor McGregor Great Value edition.
Oh.
You could put them side by side, but you know how they weigh in. And Conor at the end, rah!
Yeah.
Then they go face to face and he gets in fighting stance. Yeah. Jake Paul. Same thing.
Total market on it.
Yeah. But it's working.
It's working.
It's working.
I'm going to tell you.
This dude about to get destroyed by Floyd Mayweather. This ain't Ben Askren. Ben Askren is a wrestler.
That's right. Mayweather is an actual boxer.
If that was
a lot of people wanted Daniel Cormier to go at him. Because Cormier was not.
He got up from the announce table at the pay-per-view.
That's right. He said he wanted
a piece. Said Jake Paul. Sitting there with hands in pockets until his security surrounded him. Then he started pointing. He's like, son, I will hurt you. He don't want none of that smoke. No, sir. He will kill him.
DC would definitely kill
that
him.
That dude will kill you.
I mean, there's a weight class issue, but there's also like a badass issue right there.
He'd probably show mercy and won't kill him. He'd just embarrass him.
And speaking of it, like, just with the highlights of 261, my girl Thug Rose got the belt.
It's my girl.
Oh, it's my girl.
Knew me. Knew my honest.
That's right. And also with,
what are you trying to think of? Dude with a broke leg?
Yes.
Chris Wilder. Thank you.
in my tired eyes. I brought all my favorite records. I've heard them all 100 times. Up ahead there's a truck stop. It feels like some cosmic apology. You wake up and ask why we're stopping. I said just go on back to sleep. I just need to get out. I need to get out for a little
Chris Weidman.
Wildman.
Weidman.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yep. And now the dude he kicks got to pass the torch. Because Anderson Silva broke his leg on Chris Weidman. Chris Weidman broke his leg on this guy. Now this guy's got to pass the torch and break his leg on some other guy to keep it going.
What's so crazy about that is, like, guys, just listen to this.
It's not a joke, like, man. It's just freaky to me. That
let's just break this down. It's like, just to give you like a mental image of it. It was, the guy goes in for like a shin kick, and right when his
contact
happens, his leg like wraps around it, and then he doesn't initially feel it. Then the leg comes back, and he tries to put weight on that leg, and it just collapses, and it's just,
Then Jorge got knocked out.
Masvidal.
Yeah. I would have won money that night, man. If I betted on it.
I would have took Usman every day. I would have took
Nam Yunus. I would have took Usman.
Mm-hmm.
Those Africans are dominating UFC right now. 3 champs. I hope Francis Ngannou fights John Jones. Make it happen, Dana. Pay John.
You could talk to me about that because I own stock in UFC.
You do? Way to go. I seen it went public the other day.
Right when that crap went public, I bought 5.
How much were they?
$23.
Nice. Gosh. Man. That could get big, dude. Wrestling got up to like $84 for one time.
It's on Endeavor IPO. So like what Endeavor does is UFC isn't the only organization under Endeavor.
Yeah.
But with UFC being under it, I expect a rise because just so many
people. So it's other products too?
That's right. Yeah. Like how it's more event.
Make fun of people that want to boycott Coca-Cola because it's like, be less white. Like, I ain't drinking Coca-Cola anymore. Are you sure? Are you sure? Yeah, I'm damn sure. Okay, well, you got to cut out Sprite, Dasani, Fanta, Minute Maid. There's like 40 things.
That's right.
I'm like, you better do your research because they're getting paid somehow if you don't do it.
That's right. And like, it's like the same with Disney or like anytime you want to boycott a company.
Umbrellas.
Now, there's so many umbrellas, but like you better pay attention. Are you really gonna get rid of all of it? I don't think you are. So you better be sure. But I bought into Endeavor because I love the UFC.
Yeah.
And I'd love to proudly own part of the UFC, and I do. You know?
Yeah.
I like buying technology. It's like I own a ridiculous amount of stock in like BlackBerry and Nokia.
You were talking about the TDFs the other day.
Yeah.
I never heard of that. How long has that been out? I just now heard of when WrestleMania NFTs? Happened. Like, what do you call them?
NFT?
Yeah. What are those, like little coins with gifts on them of like moments?
Yeah.
They're like new baseball cards or something?
To an extent. Like, there's a lot to that. And so, like, there's a physical copy that you will have. You'll be the only person on earth that owns it. And then there'll be a digital copy that lives online, like at Beeple, BEEPLE. Yeah. He is like the king of NFT.
Oh, that's an artist.
Yeah. And like he truly is like the future of art. If you want to see how that works, like in the NFT realm, NFT means a non-fungible token that is on the blockchain. And be like, what does all that mean? The blockchain is the internet, and the thing about the blockchain is it's not deletable. It's not like if you made a post that said, I love Sally, and then you decided to delete it. Nothing on the blockchain can be deleted. Everything that's on the blockchain is permanent. If I had that NFT, and if I traded it over to Cobb, that NFT, it would initially have my name on it, and it would know how much I sold that NFT to Cobb. And so everything is recorded. But the big fear, and this is the thing about Ethereum with cryptocurrency that everybody is like really obsessed with right now, and they're saying that Bitcoin is not the way, Ethereum is not the way, because Ethereum is backed by a contract that is on the blockchain, and there was like, all of this will fail in years to come because it's like all of that could collapse. Yeah, it could. But right now, we're really taking advantage of it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the first time I ever, what do you call it, NFTs?
NFT.
The first time I saw them was during WrestleMania. Follow, when they had wrestling ones.
Follow people.
I used to.
I mean, there's a lot of good people out there that you could learn.
You used to make those crazy political arts, they're like moving and stuff. It's like, dang, Donald Trump as Godzilla, naked human skin with
he still
20 breasts or something.
He still does. And they're excellent. They are excellent. He's got like this Elon Musk. It's called like the ultimate Chad.
Yeah.
It's Elon Musk walking a Doge. You know,
the little gold dog.
Yeah, and that one actually went up in auction this weekend, and it was crazy seeing what it was going
for. It was disappointing on 420, wasn't it?
What's that?
It was Doge Day, 420.
Yeah, but they're saying new Doge Day is 5-4.
May the 4th be with you?
That's what, and it'll be an endless cycle.
Oh.
And like the thing about Doge is like it was created in 2017 to make fun of cryptocurrency, and then it actually became worth something. And if you look into it, like the holy trinity of famous people behind it is Elon Musk, Mark Cuban, and Guy Fieri.
Yeah.
And every time Doge rises, you know what falls? Bitcoin. And you know what company invests?
Tesla. Elon Musk, I know.
Tesla.
Yeah.
Mark Cuban and Guy Fieri. If you'll pay attention to things like that. But and you can't say that these guys are just taking advantage of all the commons. No, I'm a common. This is well known. You have to ride the wave with them. They tell you, okay, get in the Doge. It's going up. Bitcoin going down. Hit the Bitcoin dip with them. You may not can afford to buy a whole Bitcoin, but you can get some, right?
Yeah. Man, I was thinking the other day at work. Like, who's it's crazy that, like, a pandemic happened and, like, who never stopped?
Who never stopped?
Two companies. You just invested in one.
Yeah, Amazon, Tesla.
No, you just recently invested in one that became public.
Oh, UFC.
UFC and WWE.
Well, Walmart and Amazon never stopped either.
I mean, like,
Google never stopped.
People taking, big going
tech
to work.
Never stopped.
I mean, like, my work never stopped.
Yeah,
like,
but I would never invest in them. That's the main reason.
Like, sports stopped, but they're like, nope.
Yeah, that's why I invested in UFC, right?
Is Vince McMahon and Dana White, like, real, the leaders? Like,
I should say so.
Maybe. I don't need Vince McMahon as leader. But I'm just thinking, that's just crazy. They're like, no, not us. We're going to an island. Also, what's crazy, that company that does, like, the Jake Paul fights with all the music videos and stuff, Snoop Dogg on commentary, Thriller?
Yeah.
Not with an H, though. Like, T-R-I-L-L-E-R?
Triller?
Triller. Yeah, there you go. You know how it started?
No.
You remember when they was going to ban TikTok?
Yeah, I do.
It was going to be the replacement from TikTok.
But then, like, what happened?
But it became that.
Okay, let's
walk. They was going to be the new TikTok.
Let's walk that back. So, Trump wanted to ban TikTok because it was ran by the Chinese government. And then, when that came out, two organizations that are deeply ran by U.S. government bought TikTok so that it would no longer be supposedly, quotations, run by Chinese government. That instead of being watched by Chinese government, you would be watched by the U.S. government.
You watched by Bill.
And now we have this company that you're talking Triller. About now.
Triller. Triller.
And what do they do?
Have pretty much celebrity box matches.
I saw someone create a meme the other day. So tell me how you feel about this. It's like, the one TV show I miss is Celebrity Deathmatch on Adult Swim.
Yeah, I thought they was going to bring that, but that was on MTV.
Okay.
Yeah, I had the ref from UFC back. Let's get it home! Wasn't that the dude? Little white guy?
I think so.
Old man?
I think so.
Yeah, I used to have one of those VHSs. It was like Marilyn Manson versus, I forgot. But, yeah, I don't think I like that now, but that shit was funny back in the day.
So what the hell are we going to do?
What are we going to do? We're going to go to bed and go to work and rinse and repeat. That's what we're going to do. What do you mean what we're going to do? We're going to just keep going.
Just keep on keeping on.
Keep on keeping on.
Keep on rolling. Brother Cobb, take me back to pop culture. We've already torn down my idea of Mortal Kombat being great. Tell me something great that's going on in film, because, like, is there anything to look forward to?
I don't know, man. I've just been watching documentaries on HBO. Not looking forward to it, but that South Park special on HBO Max is awesome. The vaccinated one. Yeah. The old people got it first.
Yeah.
And they're on there, like, talking shit to everybody else in the town. Like, they're Kyle Cartman and them. roll up in there like convertible, and Kyle Nim's all sad because Cartman's all sad because he can't get the shot yet.
Yeah.
Old people roll up like, we're fitting to go to the bar and get some pussy. Yeah, we got the shot.
Ain't that how it is in reality, though? Dude, I'm serious. Dude, this
South Park's always got that. That's what makes them funny, man.
I mean, me and my coworker talk about this all the time. It's like a South Park episode is like, it's wrote on the spot. Like, they don't pre-write. Like, they write it as everything mainstream comes out, right? That's the way it goes down.
Yeah. I mean, they made a fun of celebrity deaths. I'm like, damn, that was like 2 weeks ago. It's pretty fresh.
And yeah, I mean, you take that as like, that's a damn reality. I think that's... that's the truth. It's, I mean, something our culture has highly escalated in lately, and this is something that I want to address, is virtue signaling is people will post these selfies of themselves with the COVID vaccine, or they will post these pictures wearing a mask, or they'll post all these pictures doing all the things that the government wants them to do. And they're proud of it. They're virtue signaling. And, like, personally, I don't care what you do. Like, if you want to get the shot, get the shot. If you want to wear a mask, wear a mask. If you want to do whatever you want to do, do whatever you want to do. I don't care. It's like, once again, don't push this down my throat.
My grandma asked me if I'm wearing my mask. I'm like, what mask?
Yeah, right?
What mask?
Yeah.
My Lucha Libre mask I got at home?
Yeah.
I was always a Nick Gatum guy anyway. I'm training a guy right now that wears a chin strap in an empty building that's about 3 gymnasiums.
It happens. It happens. I would like to reflect back on...
I mean, I'm in a closed loader, and he's by himself.
Ouch.
But, you know, that's his right.
Totally.
Shit's airborne. It goes bobs and weaves everywhere.
Yeah.
You know how long this pandemic's been going on?
Dude, they promised us...
14 days to flatten the curve?
14 days.
But I'm going to put it...
Biden said 100 days.
I'm going to put it in perspective. It's over. For how long this has been going on.
A year and a half.
Birmingham Iron... You remember them?
Yes, I remember that.
That's how long. It does not seem like that, does it? That's how long.
What a way to put it.
What was that, the AAF?
I think so. It's so dead and gone now.
Your season
stopped. Who could ever know?
Trent Richardson.
Oh, my God. Good point.
14. Like, you forgot all about that. Starter jackets. We get a Birmingham Iron starter jacket, man.
Oh, we were so about it, dude.
We was all, man. That's just a nothing now. You need to write that in a journal.
It's in there somewhere. You know what's crazy about, like, the day and age that we live in is, like, things, and maybe it's always been this way, but I'm just old enough to like realize it, is how quick things come and go. Do you think something like the AAF was like prominent when we were kids, or we just didn't know about? Do you think things like that always happen? It's not even worth like recording in history because it was such a brief stint.
I was saying it for like pandemic.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but I'm just, like, in general. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You think all things like that were, like, always there? It's yeah. Like, these ideas that...
That's, like, one of my last memories of before this shit. It's me, you, and Andrew watching Birmingham Iron game in your living room.
I wanted to go to one so bad.
Yeah. That didn't happen.
Birmingham Iron hoodie.
Your life has changed.
Yeah. I'm telling you.
We got off to the draft and really nailed that segment, didn't we?
Yeah, we nailed it. We never really got back to it.
Would y'all break a record, you boys, you Bama boys? You had like 6 in the first round?
Yeah. Yeah. Think so.
Mac Jones went where I wanted Mac Jones to go.
Pay it. Pats.
Are you saying he's going to be the next Tom Brady? Did you see a swagger walking to the stage?
Same body type.
Somebody said it looks like he's about to go sell some good insurance.
Same letters in his name.
Oh, yeah.
There are so many things in common.
You know what's wild?
Does it mean anything?
You know the. Do you know who the New England quarterbacks are? 2 Auburn guys and 1 Bama guy. All the way up there to the tippy top.
So you got Cam.
You got Mac Jones. You got Jarrett Stidham.
No way.
Yeah.
Jarrett has already become like the post thought. Is he third string already?
Yeah. Belichick still said we'd go on with Cam. Cam always does good, then he gets hurt. Or last year he get COVID. Then he just like never. This just messes him up. Bump in the road he can't recover from.
I'll be honest with you, I think COVID was just an excuse.
I mean, he was doing good before COVID, man.
He was.
And plus, they didn't have no weapons. They got tight ends now.
Well, they still had my boy.
Edelman?
Yeah, Edelman. Yeah.
Yeah, he's retired.
So is it good for Matt Jones to go to the Patriots?
Yeah. If he didn't go to the Patriots, he probably went to the... This is why I was going to make a state bet with you, him in the top 10. It would have been 3rd. San Francisco. The 49ers. But they got that North Dakota State guy. Trey Lance. Yeah. The Jacksonville Jaguars got 2 Clemson players. Number 1 pick, Trevor Lawrence. And, like, I don't know where the ETN went, like, towards the end of the first round or the beginning of the second.
Yeah. It's like.
They need a whole remake. They need to do away with them ugly uniforms, get some new ones or something.
Yeah, I don't know what they need to do. Can I share something with you that's on my heart?
Nope. Okay, well, go ahead, man.
Space news, it's kind of important. This week, China launched a rocket for its space station, and that went great. The rocket is successfully in orbit. But the launcher, which is the size of a 10-story building, accidentally also went into orbit and is descending back to Earth, and no one knows where it's going to crash or what it's going to crash into. Well, that's not quite true. We know that it's going to crash probably within the next 2 weeks, somewhere south of New York and north of New Zealand, which, to clarify, is this area. Is this a big deal?
Kinda.
The launcher weighs about 21 metric tons. That's a lot. That's very large. Nothing has fallen to Earth of that size in our lifetime. So, yeah, this could be a big deal. So maybe for the next couple of weeks, if you live within that danger area, which you probably do, keep an eye on the sky. Good luck.
What am I going to do if I see it?
That's the thing about it. If you see it, it's too late. Like, what the...
Where did the sun go?
What are we to do?
I read up on that, man.
Now, check this out. You have Elon Musk going to Saturday Night Live this following week. And already, the cast is freaking out. Oh, he's too controversial. What is controversial about Elon Musk?
He didn't bend a knee all the way. He just got it a little bit halfway or something. Oh no, but they need.
He's not political.
I blame him, man. You got to have a safe space.
You got to.
You just got to, Alan. What? When you feel uncomfortable, you need to go into a room, grab a coloring book, hug it out, something. Puppies and kittens.
So my thing is like I wanted to tweet that to Elon Musk. And I was like, that is your SNL sketch, is the Doge Master saves the world from the CCP dropping a space bomb onto
who knows
wherever
the ocean.
Yeah, they say it from New York to New Zealand.
A lot of people in that drop
zone. That's a lot bigger than a 1040 window. That's a big damn window. Like, what the hell are we going to do? What if it lands in Alabama? That'll
be like those dudes and the other guys that Will Ferrell, Mark Wahlberg, where the dude, like, jumps off the building trying to talk him out of killing himself.
Oh, my God. That was the Rock.
Oh, look, he's flying.
That was the Rock and Samuel Jackson. Oh, look, he's flying.
Boom.
Oh, no, that's when they was trying to talk him out of suicide.
Yeah.
Jump, man. Jump. Don't nobody care. Oh, look, he's flying.
Oh, look, he's flying. Yeah, I guess that's what you'll do. Oh, look, it's flying.
Yeah, that'll be the pretty much end of it. So, like, that's just kind of a very morbid thing to say, that if that's true, in the next 2 weeks, you might look up in the sky and realize that everything is over. Sorry. Hope it's not you.
I read up on that, though. It's not going to be like a solid piece. I heard it's going to, you know, break up when it enters the atmosphere and stuff.
That still doesn't make me feel better when it was the 10 stories weighing 21 metric tons.
Just be a shower.
I don't want to be a part of the shower. And if I had to guess, where do you think China would aim that shit?
I don't know. Ocean.
You think that? Well, they sure landed the Wuhan flu that way, didn't they?
This has happened before, too. This ain't the first go-around. I'm just reading articles, dude.
All right, just read them.
Maybe fake news, but that's what I read.
It's probably the most true.
I figure if it's fake, it would be in favor of them.
Anywhere else to go?
Maybe that is in favor of them. Anywhere else to go? Did you hear about this UFC homeless guy? USC. Football.
No.
This is a fun little story to me. Supposedly a homeless guy in Southern California, university, said he's just going to get dressed and start practicing. And so he did. And he's just hanging out. I think he lived in like the athletic facility for a little while. Like in the hot tub with some of the players.
Now.
This is my dude, man.
That's an uplifting story. But let me tell you, it's, you know this, and this is for everyone else to look up, but did you know, like, in cities such as San Francisco, Nancy Pelosi, is like there's an actual app that you can pull up to where it documents all the shits on the street. And all of San Francisco is full of shit.
Yeah, they got a poop patrol.
A poop patrol.
Make like $80,000 a year. Yeah, that guy though.
That guy.
He pulled it off until they put him back there to return points and they noticed the number he was wearing. Which I guess that guy was hurt or something, got there yet. And he's like, that old dude was like 6'4". He's like 5'8".
Just a homeless guy out there. Just how the hell do you not know who's on your own team?
I love that dude.
Makes me want to go play at Alabama or something.
The dude's out of shape, Coach Saban.
Who's that fat guy?
You're killing him.
Golly. What's those? That dude can. He runs 20 position, yards. And
what position group would you try?
Kicker.
He may work out.
Yeah.
Up until last year.
Yeah. Yeah, I could have totally been an Alabama kicker. Like, I just want to
sign him up.
There's no way I could do worse than anyone else. Yeah. Ain't nobody done worse with them here in years.
The ball's on that homeless guy, though. He's standing back there waiting on the punt. Because that's like the scariest scenario to me in football.
Yeah, that's uplifting, man. That's
focus on this ball and look up while he's hurt, the grown ass man running dang 4 or 5.
And he didn't get caught until their spring game?
No, he got caught before that. He just got caught in practice when they put him back there to return punts.
That's dope, man. Yeah. That's a good story.
Have you seen your mother, baby, standing in the shadows with a look of indecision on her face? Have you ever wondered how she looked when she was younger and decisions weren't things she had to make? Did you see your father, baby, there beside your mother, laughing with his arm around your waist? Have you ever wondered how they were when they were younger and the only thing they had to lose was faith?
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.